ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः.
Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 14, Text 49, Translation and Commentary by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Founder Acharya of ISKCON. Prahlad Maharaj, the exemplary devotee of the Lord, had all the good qualities humanly possible, was the first line of the Prabhupada. The Prabhupada's books are full of information and inspiration. Many times we can take one line from Prabhupada's books and we'll find so much important information and inspiration just in one line. So here we have the information that the first class devotees of the Lord, they are full of all good qualities. As stated elsewhere in the Bhagavatam, Yasyasti bhakti bhagavatya kinchana sarvarigunai tatra samasate sura. Those who are devotees of the Lord, they develop all good qualities. So, hearing this, that is inspiration for us also. Because a devotee is an idealist. In this material world, there is no perfection. Whatever anyone tries to do, that is simply the struggle within Maya. In this material world, everyone is trying to be better than everybody else. So there is constant struggle. But the devotee, he automatically becomes better than everybody else. He doesn't try to be better than others. He's not struggling in competition with others. But he simply submits to the will of Krishna. Becomes the humble servant of Krishna. And in this way he develops all good qualities. Krishna is the reservoir of all good qualities. Krishna is God. And a devotee, by associating with Krishna, becomes godly. And thus his character becomes extraordinary. This was demonstrated in the personality of Prahlad Maharaj, who demonstrated from the very beginning of his life extraordinary attachment to the lotus feet of Krishna. Even from the very beginning of his life, he was constantly thinking about Krishna and would often become absorbed in a trance of ecstasy. Sometimes he would laugh and sometimes he would cry, not being aware of everything going on around him. Of course, such symptoms of ecstasy may be imitated. In Bengal, there are many so-called devotees who imitate symptoms of ecstasy. So the real test of one's advancement in Krishna consciousness is also described in the Bhagavatam. All spiritual knowledge is in the Bhagavatam. There it is stated, bhakti pareshanubhavo viraktir anyatra syat, that bhakti means an experience of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Experience,
yes. And that will be demonstrated by one's detachment from all sense gratification. So Prahlad Maharaj showed this to the highest degree. He didn't care at all about any danger or any discomfort. When his father was torturing him, he never gave up his Krishna consciousness. So we may think, well, that's Prahlad Maharaj. This may just be some story that is being written. Sometimes atheistic people say like this. They say that the Srimad Bhagavatam is just a collection of stories. But Krishna consciousness is reality, and we have proof. The proof is that we have seen Srila Prabhupada. Srimad Bhagavatam is not simply a sentimental collection of ideas, but it describes the all-perfect personality of Godhead and His all-perfect devotee. Now, where is the evidence, we may say? Have we seen anyone who is full of good qualities? Everyone we see is lusty, greedy, nasty. Even people, they may appear to be nice, but their only interest is sense gratification. Or even if they have the idea of being a good person, they don't know what it means to be a good person. Be kind to others, they say. They'll be kind to other human beings and they'll cut the throat of the animals. So practically, we don't see anyone with good qualities, especially in this modern age, Kali Yuga. But we saw Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada's character, extraordinary. Devotees, they never cease to be astonished by the extraordinary character of Prabhupada. Now, what was that extraordinary character? Because Prabhupada, we see, He was walking, talking, eating, sleeping like anybody else. He wasn't doing magic tricks, making sparks come out of his hands or something like this. And he spoke about Krishna consciousness very simply, very straightforwardly. He spoke very simple philosophy of Krishna consciousness. And he was very straightforward and matter-of-fact in his dealings. So, how was it that he was able to touch so many people's hearts? How was he able to change the lives of so many people? The reason is because, being a pure devotee of Krishna, he so much cared for others. Of course, there are many pure devotees of Krishna. Still, Srila Prabhupada is very special. Because Srila Prabhupada came to fulfill the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is called Mahavadanya Avatar, the most magnanimous incarnation of God. Krishna consciousness is not an easy thing to attain. In the Gita, Krishna says, Vahunam janmanamante gyanavam vangpapadite vasudeva sarvamiti samahatma sudurlava. After many births, someone who is actually in knowledge may surrender unto me, knowing to me to be the all in all. Such a great soul is very rare. And Krishna consciousness is not very easy to attain. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has distributed Krishna consciousness very widely. Not only has he distributed it widely, but he's distributed it in Kali Yuga, where no one is eligible to be a devotee of Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is to liberate the whole universe by giving everybody love of Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu predicted, Prithivite yache jato nagaradi gram sapratra pracha hoibi morinam, that Krishna consciousness would spread to every town and village of the world. But practically, he started his movement, but the actual work, the main work, he did through the agency of Srila Prabhupada. Just like Krishna, he comes for the purpose, paritranaya sadunam vinashaya chaturshkutam. He comes for the purpose of protecting the devotees and annihilating the demons. But practically, the main work he did of annihilating the demons through Arjuna. Some devotees are still struggling after the Janmashtami and Vyasa Puja. I'm also struggling. But, I'm giving the class. It's an easy way to stay awake. So just like Krishna acted through Arjuna to do his business, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu acted through Srila Prabhupada. Just like one time, one disciple of Prabhupada told Prabhupada that some of the Babajis in Vrindavan had been criticizing Srila Prabhupada. There is a class of Babaji in Vrindavan who they simply sit there and they consider themselves extremely advanced. But they don't have a very high regard for preaching activities. That means they're not actually advanced because they're not appreciating Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. So they said that, why is this Bhaktivedanta Swami preaching all over the world? Why is he causing so much disturbance? They said that if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted Krishna consciousness spread all over the world, he would have done it himself. So this time Prabhupada, this was on a morning walk, Prabhupada was walking on the beach. So when Prabhupada heard this, he stopped and put his stick in the ground very strongly. And he said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could have spread Krishna consciousness all over the world by himself, but he left the task of doing it to me. So Prabhupada is a very special devotee. Now, that is an understatement. That is an understatement. That means, I'm saying like this, but actually it means like this. The more we consider what Prabhupada has done, the more we become astonished. Just like Krishna, the more we think of Krishna, the more we become astonished. In Krishna book, Prabhupada writes that Krishna has unlimited opulences. We cannot even begin to imagine how powerful Krishna is. Ekang shena stito jagat. With just a tiny part of Krishna's power, he manifests and maintains all the universes. He's so powerful, we cannot imagine. If we see a big, strong man, just like in the Olympic Games, sometimes we become surprised. Everyone is astonished by power. Just like before, they used to make on this May Day in Red Square, they used to show all the tanks and missiles and big, big display, and then everyone becomes surprised. But this is minuscule in comparison to the power of Krishna. It's not even 0.0000000.1, the power of Krishna. However, the power of Krishna, that is not his most important opulence. The greatest opulence of Krishna, Prabhupada writes in Krishna book, is his mercy upon his devotees. Krishna's mercy is more astonishing even than his power. Let us consider how merciful Krishna is. Now, imagine if you have a friend, but that friend, somehow his mind changes, and he becomes very inimical towards you, and he says many bad things to you. And even though you treat him nicely, he continues to reject you and ignore you. So how long will you go on being his friend? After some time you'll think, forget it. This guy is a jerk. How do you say jerk? I know. This guy is no good. Let him go to hell. But Krishna, we're rejecting lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. And even though Krishna is always trying to bring us to him, still we're saying no. But Krishna doesn't become angry. Still he tries to recover us. And after millions of lifetimes of rejecting Krishna, if we even slightly turn towards him, then Krishna is ready to accept us. Krishna says, Sarvadhaman parityajya mamekam sharanam raja ahang tvang sarva pape bhyo moksha yishyami mashucha. Just forget everything else, surrender to me only. I will deliver you from all sinful reactions, do not fear. So Krishna says, you rejected me for so long, and you've been so sinful for so many millions of lifetimes. All right, now just come to me. We'll forget all that. I'll wipe out your whole account of sinful activity. So Krishna is so much merciful, and practically he manifests his mercy through his devotees. Especially those who are very powerful devotees, they carry the mercy potency of the Lord. There are several devotees in history who have been very powerful, merciful representatives of the Lord, such as Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya. They traveled all over India, and by their powerful preaching, they gathered many people to be devotees of Krishna. But without making insult to anybody, we can safely say that Srila Prabhupada's mercy and Srila Prabhupada's power in spreading Krishna consciousness is even greater. Now, to convert people to Krishna consciousness in the modern age, one must be full of good qualities. Simply by speaking philosophy, that in itself will not be enough to convince people. Because mostly people have no brain to understand philosophy anyway. Especially people are eating meat and drinking wine, and transcendental philosophy they cannot understand. And even we find so many times that even if people, you defeat their argument or you show that their idea is wrong, because they're so cripple-minded, they don't change at all. When people become little bit purified by chanting Hare Krishna, by taking prasadam, then they can begin to understand what is this philosophy. But the devotee has to be very patient in dealing with the non-devotees. And again, the great example of that is Srila Prabhupada. When Prabhupada gave the first initiation ceremony, he personally cooked the whole feast himself. He served all the prasadam himself. Then his new disciples went away and said, "Thank you very much, Swamiji." And Prabhupada cleaned up everything himself. Of course, later on, he gradually trained the devotees in what they were supposed to do. And often Prabhupada was very strong in his method of teaching. And sometimes he would chastise his disciples very strongly. But the disciples, they never thought there was anything bad in this. Because everybody could feel and understand that Prabhupada's whole purpose is to give us Krishna. And Prabhupada was so expert in different ways, encouraging, chastising. So Prabhupada himself is proof of the reality of Krishna. Narottam Das Thakur sings, Toma Hridaye Sada Govinda Vishram, says that, praying to the pure devotee, that Krishna is always resting in your heart. And great devotees like Prahlad Maharaj and Prabhupada are the proof of that. Just like Prahlad Maharaj in his dealings with Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu was so powerful that he conquered the whole universe. And everybody was afraid of him. If he simply raised his eyebrows in slight anger, then all the demigods would run away. But his son, Prahlad Maharaj, 5 years old, didn't care about him at all. And he defied him again and again. Practically, he didn't even defy him, he simply ignored him. This was very frustrating to Hiranyakashipu. Just like you can imagine if someone is saying, I'm going to kill you, I'm going to smash you, and the other person just looks like this. Prahlad Maharaj, he wasn't bothered at all. He was just chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So Hiranyakashipu would say, throw him in a pit of snakes. And Prahlad Maharaj, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So Hiranyakashipu became very frustrated that Prahlad practically defeated him. So Hiranyakashipu asked, where do you get your power from? Because Hiranyakashipu, to get his tremendous power, he had done many years of severe austerity. Prahlad Maharaj hadn't done anything. Prahlad Maharaj had not done any austerity. He was just a 5-year-old boy going to school. So Prahlad Maharaj answered Hiranyakashipu, said, my dear father, the source of your power and the source of mine is the same. The only difference is that I recognize what is the source of my power and you don't. The source of my power and the source of your power is Lord Vishnu. Simply, I recognize him, and because you're a demon, you do not. Yes, he called him. He used to address his father, Asura Varya, my dear, the best of the demons. At least he was respectful. He said that you're a demon, but you're the best demon. So Prahlad Maharaj, he practically demonstrated the existence of Lord Vishnu. Because if what Prahlad Maharaj was saying was simply imagination, then how could he have resisted Hiranyakashipu? Prahlad had extraordinary power. That was the demonstration of the reality of Lord Vishnu. And for the sake of Prahlad Maharaj, Lord Vishnu personally manifested himself and showed Hiranyakashipu who's the boss. Hiranyakashipu was thinking, I'm the boss, but he was wrong. So in the same way, Srila Prabhupada, pure devotee of Krishna. Prabhupada, he spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. He preached Krishna consciousness everywhere. He met with all kinds of people. Hippies, scientists, professors, politicians. And he always preached strongly Krishna consciousness. He was very strong. He didn't tolerate any nonsense. Just to give one of many, many, many examples. One time Prabhupada was introduced to one professor in the university in America. So Prabhupada asked, what do you teach? So the professor said, I teach Hinduism. Prabhupada immediately replied, what do you mean by Hinduism? So the teacher thought he would give a very clever answer. He said, I don't know. So Prabhupada said, then you are a cheater because you don't know the subject and you're trying to teach it. So this way, Prabhupada was very strong, most extraordinary. And no one, unless they're a complete rascal, could deny that Prabhupada was on a higher platform of experience. No one could defeat him philosophically. He was the leader of so many people all over the world. So many of Prabhupada's disciples, very strong personalities, but Prabhupada just completely control them by his word only. Still, Prabhupada was most humble and simple like a child. So no one could deny that Prabhupada, what he's talking about, it's not simply some imagination. He must be experiencing this reality. And what is that reality that Prabhupada was constantly talking about? Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So how then can you deny Krishna? Unless Prabhupada was either... If we don't accept Krishna, then we have to say that Prabhupada was wrong, he was misguided, or he was cheating. And we cannot even begin to accept any such proposal. Rather, Prabhupada was right. He was always philosophically correct. No one could defeat him. And there's no question of him being misguided, because he guided so many people from a life of no direction to a happy life. And there's no question that Prabhupada was cheating anybody, because he didn't enjoy anything for himself. He didn't even promote himself. Just like you see so many so-called gurus, they went to America and they made themselves famous. But Prabhupada didn't make himself famous, he made Krishna famous. He very expertly made the name of Krishna known all over the world. But he kept himself in the background as a humble servant. So that even now, even though most people in the world have heard the name of Krishna, they don't know about Prabhupada. So those of us who have received the gift of Krishna from Prabhupada, now it is our duty to let people know about Prabhupada. Ebe Josh Gushok Tribhuvan. This means, let his fame be spread all over the three worlds. Actually, in the first translation of that songbook, the devotee who was doing it wasn't so experienced. He translated that your fame is spread all over the three worlds. Your fame is spread all over the three worlds. This Ebe Josh Gushok Tribhuvan. But the real translation is, now let your fame be spread all over the three worlds. Actually, all over the world, they still have that translation. Now, certainly in the higher planets, where people are more intelligent, they're glorifying Prabhupada. There's no doubt that the demigods also celebrated Vyasa Puja. Certainly. No question. But the miserable people of this planet, instead, they glorify all nonsense people. Just like, to give one example, this Michael Jackson, who's completely nonsense. But he's so popular, and so many, I don't even know, you maybe know them more than me. But what benefit will there be from watching some guy jumping up and down, screaming into some microphone? Yeah, nonsense. We have to spread the glory of Prabhupada. That tendency to glorify others is there. So let people glorify Prabhupada. Instead of glorifying politicians and football players and rock musicians, let them glorify Prabhupada and Krishna. In this way, their life will be successful. Jai Hare Krishna, I'll finish there. Many temples I go, I find many devotees actually, if we have this, I just tell them, whatever questions you have, write them down and bring them. And this way, I find actually most devotees, they have many questions, but there's often not the facility to ask so many questions. So this is a very useful way to increase our understanding of Krishna consciousness. Now, another thing, I brought some Ganga water. I was thinking to give it all the devotees. Well, I was thinking to give it now. It might take like... This is Moscow water with 3 drops of Ganga Jal. Then it becomes all the same. That's the system. That's people in India, they'll go 1,000 miles, they'll get 1 bottle of Ganga Jal. Then they'll do their puja. They'll put 1 drop every day. And it will last them 1 year. They'll put 1 drop and 1 big...